Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the VIP Ignite podcast. I'm your host, Deneen White. Today, I am so excited to have Winnie Opondo back on the show. She is our most recent winner of our monologue competition, and I can't wait for you to hear her story today. Hi, Winnie. How are you today?
Hey, how are you, Deneen? I'm good, thank you.
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm so excited to have you back on the show.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So, I know most people probably know your story because you've been on the show a couple times, but can you just give us a brief background about who you are?
Sure. So my name is Winnie. I've been with VIP for, I'd say, 3 months or so. Before VIP, I was a very, I'd say, shy and to myself kind of person. And then after VIP, I don't know who this new person is, but I like her. She's more, you know, outspoken and more confident. And, you know, she's willing to go to heights, to different heights, just to, you know, bring out, you know, a character or, you know, just to bring out that character in a person or in a let's say a monologue or a play or something like that. I don't know who she is, but I like her and I like where she's headed.
I know. I think I literally said that to you after you won the monologue. So I was like, "Who are you?"
Yeah.
It's been amazing watching your journey. So let's talk a little bit about it. Like, I know you. It's been such a radical transformation over the last couple of months. But if you had to point to something, what was the turning point for you where you went from this super shy, demure person to a person who rocked a monologue slam?
I'd say attitude. And the fact that when we were, you know, sitting down and Mr. Galinsky was talking about changing the quote from you to I. And the fact that he said that when you're saying something, don't say you when you are doing this, say I. And when I felt it, when I was, you know, just saying it silently to myself, I began to just feel this new vibe, you know. And then the fact that another thing he said about letting yourself down if you don't give yourself a chance. Like, when you don't give yourself a chance, you get out there, you know, you're letting yourself down and you're letting the character down. Because I remember the first day that we were doing the training, the monologues, I did not do my monologue. The first day, I did not do my monologue. I was so, for some reason, I was just so nervous. And I told myself, I asked myself why. I needed to change my attitude and I just needed to do it. I had to do it. So when I was sitting down the second day that we were doing the monologue, I just felt something telling me, just go do it. You need to do this. If you don't do it, then you're letting yourself down. And I saw Mr. Rupert Galinsky was looking at me like, you're going to go? And then when he asked me to go, I just went. And I don't know. That's how the character, that's what happened.
Yeah, it was so powerful because you and I had worked together even a couple hours before, and we were doing your Slate video and your the interview. And I know that was really difficult for you, and I'm not calling you out on that, but I know, like, that was so hard. Like, you know who you are, but that was so hard for you. And then all of a sudden, this wild woman gets up and does a monologue, and I'm like, where was she, like, 2 hours ago? So basically, so what I'm hearing you say is that you saw that you needed to take action and you didn't want to disappoint yourself or the character or apparently Galinsky either, because he looked at you and you were like, okay, I got to do this. So, I mean, that was, that was amazing. So how are you harnessing this new power that you've found in your life, like, what kind of action points are you taking now, Winnie?
Right now, what I'm doing, I'm just, you know, doing more monologues and recording them. And then with the training that I had with Valerie Smoldone, I'm doing more of the voices and stuff like that. Like, I want to do more theater work right now where I am. I just want to do, you know, what I have right now. And, like, we had the live yesterday. There's no room for excuses. There's just no room for excuses. And say, okay, I mean, a small area. I cannot, you know, find this and that. I mean, there's always something you can do. So right now, I have played before. Yes. And I am, like, today in the afternoon, I'll be going back to the theater to see if I can get at least something else that I can do. Maybe a musical, because I know that I can sing, and I want that to be public. I never, you know, made it public at some point. But I know that I can sing, so I want to do a musical again. I want to perfect my voice. I want to perfect all the crafts that I know I can do, just so I can be flexible.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. That's exact. You're embodying everything that we want from the coaching, and I'm definitely gonna have to talk to Antoinette Stratton today and tell her how much you inspired her, because just hearing you, like, there are no excuses, and, like, that's the whole thing about the entertainment industry. Like, something that Antoinette said last night, that wishes without action are just wishes, but I kind of want to hone that in and change that. Like, wishes without actions are just what if. Because so many times, like, I wish I had done this. I wish I had done that. What if I had done this? What if I had done that? And it sounds to me like you're kicking your what ifs in the tuchus, and you're like, okay, you know what? It's time for me to actually take action on all the things that I've been learning over the last couple of months.
Right. And that involves
discipline, awesome.
Too, because discipline is way better compared to regret. You might be like, I wish I did this, or I'm going to do this. So it's about, you know, putting down your feet and just, you know, going for it. If that's what you choose to do for it, just do it.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about discipline, since you brought it up. How are you disciplining yourself to start making these changes?
All right, to be honest with you, I've been working on it. Like, I've been writing down things that I need to do. Like, I set up a day and tell myself that if I don't do this, I mean, who else is going to do it? You know, I have to see Ignite over delivers. And if I'm not taking action, then I'm just letting VIP down, and I'm letting myself down. So I write down the stuff that I'm going to do, like, for a day, and then I make sure that I do it. I make sure that I have, like, a timer on my phone. Like, I have it set in my mind. Like, if I'm off from work at this point, at this time, I'm going to take action. I'm going to go to the theater. If I'm set to go to the theater today, I'm going to go to the theater and mark it. Like, I did this. I did that. Because it's so hard sometimes to keep up with that. If you're, let's say, like, I am right now. I'm here by myself, right, in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. I don't have any of the Ignite members or anything like that. All I have is, you know, the live calls and the calls that we have, right? Those are all I have. If I don't push myself, towards, you know, where I want to be, then it's pointless.
Yeah.
It's
pointless. Yeah, it really is. But I would like to challenge your thought process about, I understand that you're physically alone in Buffalo, but do you feel like you're actually alone now that you have the network? I know that you, especially with being part of Inner Circle like you are, I know that you have a pretty tight-knit community there. So can you speak a little bit to how that community also kind of pushes you forward?
Yes, it has. It has, truly. Like, right now, with Gina and now Amanda, like, I'm more closer to them, especially after the first event that we had. I was more, I'd say, open and close to them than I was in the first time. And it made me, you know, strengthen the relationship that we have. So at least now we talk, we can use Skype and, you know, know how each other, you know, ask questions about, you know, something like whatever everybody else is doing, just lifting each other up.
Yeah.
I was just talking about,
yeah,
you might be here, you're like, you know, drained at some point, but then you have to just keep going. You have to keep going.
Yeah, definitely. I know being physically alone is difficult, but the way we've set things up, we've set it up as a community, and I think you just spoke to that also, that, like, okay, you know what, if you're having a day, you be like, hey, Gina, hey, Kaylee, like, you have the connections now that you can also call and really, like reconnect with the community, and that's something that's so important. So let's talk about the events too, Winnie, because I know you were in LA a couple weeks ago. It feels like 10 minutes ago, but you were in LA in June. So how does that event differ for you than going to New York City also? Like, let's talk a little bit about like how you felt when you walked into the first event in LA, and then how did you feel different when you walked into the second event in New York?
So it was so different. It was so different because the first one, I'd say I was more uptight and straight to, like, I wanted to do this. This is what they said we should do. Let's do this. That's what I was about. You know, that's why I was just feeling myself. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I don't know these people. I don't know if they're really going to talk to me and stuff like that. And I have this self-esteem issue. And then with the second event, I was excited to go because, first of all, I was excited to do the voice, you know, the voice training with a small dog. I was excited to do the monologue and stuff like that. But there's this feeling of I'm going to go meet my friends. I'm going to go meet my family. Plus, I was staying with some of the Inner Circle members. So it was even more exciting. And so laid back, even though I went there with business, like I knew what I wanted, I was going for, but it was totally different compared to, you know, LA.
Do you think it's because you knew the people? Go ahead.
Yes. I got comfortable. I got more comfortable compared to LA.
And do you think that was because you knew people, or do you think that's because over the last couple of months you've become more comfortable in your own skin and you've become more focused on your goal? Or a little bit of both?
It's a little bit of both. First, I was sure, because I've been training for a while to do this voiceover, you know, and acting and stuff like that. But then the feeling that you're going to meet these people after, it was like 2 months, right? But it's like a year. Because you're like, oh my gosh, when am I going to meet these people again? But then when it came to myself, I was more calm. And the calmer you are, I just realized that when you're calm, then you're able to, you know, grasp more compared to when you're, you know, uptight and nervous and you're not really thinking straight. So it was really different.
Yeah.
It was so different from LA.
Yeah, I can totally speak to the way that you presented yourself in both, because when I met you in LA, you were like a nervous little kitten, almost like hi. But you could tell you were totally unsure. But when you walked into the room in New York, you were like, you had this calm confidence that was something that I'd seen in you from the first time you and I talked on an accountability call. But it was the first time you really presented yourself as that person, and it was amazing to watch that, Winnie. It really was.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So let's talk about the training that you had in New York City. We're skating around it. So let's talk about the voiceover training. You were really excited about that. So why were you so excited about the voiceover training?
I was excited about the voiceover training, first of all, because this is something, I mean, I thought about it, but I was never really like, okay, I'm going to do this at some point, you know? So when I sat down and listened to Valerie, she was really cool, and she was, the fact that she asked us questions, she answered our questions, and she got us involved in, you know, doing all this crafts and stuff like that, and it was just great, and I learned so much from her. And like I said, the other day we were doing the accountability call, like, I've been doing my recordings. Like, I have them at a different phone where I just do my recordings. Even when I'm answering the phone, I try to do it differently, and I try to listen to myself speak more, because sometimes we speak and we don't really listen to ourselves. When we speak with, like, the voices, you know, during certain times, when maybe you're talking to your friends or you're talking to, you know, a baby and family and a stranger. So I've been trying to, I've been keen on that, and I've seen progress with my voice, I'd say, because she also talks about self-criticism, where you need to not be biased, but just listen to yourself from a different perspective, or from a viewer's perspective, or from a listener's perspective, and it has helped me a lot.
That's fantastic. Now, what is your next step with the voiceover? Are you planning on trying to make a reel so that you can start doing the voiceover work, or is it like, what are, do you have any goals pertaining to the voiceover training that you've received?
Yes, I definitely do. I don't want it to go the way it's just. I don't want to say that I'm never going to do that. Once I get a training, I want to challenge myself and, you know, just go for it. So I'm definitely going to do a reel with the voiceover. I'm going to try and make, you know, do 10 voices. I'm going to try and do 10 voices. Just a challenge for myself and I. Do 10 of them, you know, see how it goes. Because,
yeah.
I mean, you never know.
Okay.
There's a reason for everything, so you never know.
Yeah.
So, I never know. Sorry. Changing that statement.
Yeah. Oh. Glinsky will be so proud. I'll have to tell him that you've changed your you into I statements also. It's just amazing to me, like, how, like, there are so many people that go through the training that are going through the same exact training that you are, and they're still like, oh, it's okay, whatever. But, like, it seems to me that you're someone who takes everything that we give you, and you're absorbing it, and you're applying it to your life. And it's awesome. So you're going to be going to a community theater in Buffalo today to say, hey, look, I want to sing for you, so let's do that. What other types of action points are you taking in Buffalo?
Mainly right now is just that, and then we have a comedy show. I just realized that we have, like, a comedy spot, so I'm going to try and expand and see if I can try and do a stand-up. Because right now, I feel like I can move mountains right now. Because after the event in New York, I was like, okay, so why was I not, you know, doing this before? Why did I keep? I felt like I betrayed myself. After that, I felt like, okay, all this time that I've been, you know, shy and I want to do something, I've been betraying myself. Because so right now, I'm just going for it. Like, that was just the beginning, I want to say. That was just the beginning. I want to stop from there and just move all forward. There's no going back. There's no going back to shy anymore.
Yeah, there's actually a great comedy spot up in Buffalo called Helium. They have a location in Philadelphia. They have a location in, I think, like, Portland or something like that. That's actually a great comedy spot. So I'm excited for you to go do your stand-up. Make sure you take someone so you tape it so that we can see it, too.
Yeah, I will.
I want to ask, who is this person? Yes, I found out that there's a comedy place in Buffalo, and I'm going to sign up. I'm like, what? What happened to that quiet little Winnie that we first met?
I don't know. It's just happened.
It's awesome. So let's go back to talking about New York for just a couple minutes more. So what was it like to work one-on-one with Robert Galinsky and with Dominic LaRuffa on your monologues? Did you have the opportunity to work with them, and how was that helpful for you?
Oh, yes, I did. And I loved it. It was amazing because they're different people. They have different perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
And the way, you know, you can take something from all of them, right? Because
Robert
has a different way for you to present, you know, present my monologue. He had a different way to present my monologue. Because I remember before we did the monologue, I was downstairs. I was just, you know, practicing. And he came downstairs. I think he was trying to do something different. I mean, something with, he was training somebody else. And I waited. I was like, I'll wait. So I t- instead of, okay, do you mind just listening to, you know, what I have for my monologue? And then he sat there, he analyzed it, you know, he told me do it this way, do it that way. And then when when Dom came in, so, you know, and everybody was doing the monologue, I decided, you know what, I'll go for it. This is the only day. There's no tomorrow. There's no, you know, next, you know, Monday or whatever. It is now. And the monologue is today. You better go do it. So I went and I did it. And he told me, go faster. Just do it faster. I was like, are you sure? But in my mind, usually when somebody asks me to do something, I'm always like telling myself, this is usually my hashtag, just trust the process. I need to keep that in mind.
That's my favorite hashtag too. Just for the record, trust the process.
Everywhere I go, and it has helped me. So I was like, are you sure? In my mind, I'm like, sure you're ready to go faster. So I did it faster, like a crazy person, and he was like, that's how you do it. So I took a little bit of what Mr. Robert Galinsky taught me and what Dom taught me. I put them together and then made it work. That's what I did. So it was really amazing working with them one-on-one.
That's awesome. And I love, I know I've spoken to a lot of people, and a lot of people have said, well, Robert told me to do it this way, and Dominic told me to do it this way. And I was like, well, which one do I listen to? But you took a little bit of each piece, a little advice from each of them, combined it, and you had an award-winning monologue there. So that's fantastic. So, let's talk through about you getting on stage and doing the monologue. I know you said, okay, you were like, okay, I just have to do it. So walk me through the process of getting on stage. How did it feel when you stood up there? How did it feel when you delivered your monologue? And how did you feel when it was over?
To be honest with you, before I got on stage, I was really nervous, but I kept telling myself, you are doing this. I was like, Winnie? I kept telling myself, Winnie, you are doing this. Winnie, you're going to do this. So, it's today.
I can totally see that going on in your head, too.
Yeah. I was like, it's not tomorrow. It's not, no. You're doing it after this person, right now. So after I got up and after the first word, it was like a different person in me. Like I wanted to bring out that character because I remember that we were doing, you know, trying to do practice in the room that we had with the other girls in the VIP line. And they were telling me, too, that, you know, when you go on stage, you're not ready. You need to give your character a name. You need to do this. So we did that. So when I went on stage, I don't know where the power came from. I don't know. I just delivered. I had to do it. I had to deliver and become a different person on stage. Because in my head, I was thinking, what if I don't go on stage as a shy lady? Why not try and do something different and see how it feels? And it felt good. It did feel good to bring out a character. You know, in a different way, so you're not, you can be, you know, shy. You're not shy, but you're bringing out this confident and very angry and stressed out teenager who's trying to run away from the parents, you know. You've got to be that character. So I just went up stage and that happened.
And what did it feel like to win?
I did not expect it. I did not expect it at all. But when she called my name, I was like, oh, my gosh. Are you sure? Are you sure it's me? I mean, this many? Because it was unbelievable. I'm so grateful. I'm really grateful that I got to win. Because it just changed my perspective now because I know I can actually, you know, do this. You believed in me. And everybody else believes in me, but I did not see it until the moment that Antoinette called my name. Because everyone was like, oh, my gosh, you did great. I'm like, really? Let him see it. I mean, you guys saw it. But then when she called my name, that's when I was like, you know what? You've been letting yourself down for the longest time, and that's got to stop. So it's about time to just, you know, move forward as confident with you now.
Yeah, exactly. And I love something I love that you said, Winnie, was that you said, what if I just try something different? What if I just put shy Winnie to the side for a couple of minutes, and what if I'm powerful Winnie? That, like, that's not exactly what you said, but that's what I heard when you said it. And it's amazing that when you are willing to put your own personal biases against yourself to the side and walk in the way that people see you, the transformation is remarkable. And, like, again, like, I've been watching this. I've only been watching this journey for, like, what, like, 3 months, 2.5 months. But the journey has been remarkable because, again, like, I think the lessons that anyone who's listening to this podcast can get from our whole conversation is you have to put yourself aside. If you have a dream or you have a passion, you have to put, like, that shy, timid person aside, or that person is, oh, it can't happen, it can't happen. And you need to walk in the you. You need to walk in the confidence. You need to know that when you're on stage or when you're going into an audition or when you're doing whatever you're doing yourself a disservice by not giving it 100%. And I think that's something that everyone needs to learn, because there's always going to be some kind of fear factor. Like, oh, well, what if everyone hates it? What if it doesn't happen? But you know what? The better question that I want everyone, including you, from this point forward, who's listening to this podcast, to ask themselves is, what if it does happen? What if I'm amazing?
Right.
What if this is the best experience of my life? What if I push myself to get on stage to do a monologue and I win the competition? Right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I've heard. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say something, though. We are our worst enemies sometimes when it comes to, you know, doing something. We are our worst enemies. I wouldn't go, it's the same way. Like, just give it an example. You wouldn't go to your best friend or a friend or just a stranger and tell them, oh my gosh, you did this or you did that, you know, in a negative way. You'd always want to give me a positive at some point. So why would you do that to yourself? So I learned that and decided to just, I've been trying to, you know, not be negative with myself, just being positive, looking myself in the mirror, telling myself I love myself and all that stuff. Like, I'm great, I'm this and that. Like, I took a picture, one of the pictures that we had, that we did in the photo shoot. I took a picture, one of the pictures, and I put it on my wall, and every single day I have to write something on it. I'm great. I am beautiful. I am this. Like, I'm going to post the picture. And it's full right
now. I can't wait to see it.
Yes, it's full right now with writing, because I try every single day to write something good about myself. Every morning when I wake up in the morning, I have to write something over there, because it gives you the confidence to keep going. Like, if you don't love you and if you don't, you know, appreciate you, who's going to do that? It has to start from you. So that's the root. That's another thing. That's the root of all this fear and stuff like that. I mean, if you don't encourage yourself, I mean, even when 100 people do, it's not going to change until you change. It has to.
Well, on that note, Winnie.
Within.
Yeah. It does have to start within. And I could not have said that better myself. That is so true. I'm just going to repeat what you said. If 100 people believe in you, but you don't, it doesn't matter. The change doesn't start until you believe in yourself.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Well, Winnie, I know I say this to you every time we do the podcast, but that was like the fastest 30 minutes of my whole day. Can you believe that we've covered so much ground in 30 minutes? It was awesome.
It's about 30 minutes, but it's okay.
I know. No, it was fantastic. But I just want to, again, I want to congratulate you for winning the monologue competition. I'm so proud of the growth that I've seen in you. And I want to thank you so much for taking the time to be on the podcast and just share this new confident Winnie. And I can't wait to have you on again. And I'm sure I won't recognize the next version of Winnie either. But I'm just really proud of you, and I really appreciate you taking the time to be on the podcast with me today.
Thank you so much. VIP Ignite has been a blessing to me, so thank you so much. I'm always grateful.
And we're grateful to have you, too. We're Team Winnie over here. You know that.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Winnie. You have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon, okay?
You too. You too. Thank you so much, Jenny.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
I just want to thank everyone so much for taking the time to listen to the VIP Ignite podcast. If you enjoyed my conversation with Winnie, please make sure you hit subscribe because I have a lot of fantastic guests lined up over the next couple of weeks. And if you are interested in learning how to become an actor, a model, or a musician, and maybe finding your voice like Winnie did, please go to our website at ammsociety.com where you can get registered for our next live webinar and get qualified to go to one of our live networking events. Thank you so much and have a great day.